Hello, my name is Corey Brooks, and today I'll be taking you through the Getting Started Guide for Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone 7. What we've done is we've downloaded the MSI from the MS Interop GitHub site, and we've executed it. To begin the installation, we can click Next, use the default install directory, agree to the license terms, and continue the installation. What this is doing is installing various samples and libraries that we'll use to integrate Amazon Web Services SDK into your Windows Phone application. Once the installation has been complete, we click Close. If we open up our Program Files folder, we can see that the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone 7 directory has been created. Within this directory, we have a samples folder and a bin folder. The bin folder contains two files which we'll be importing into our project. The app.config file we'll use to specify our Amazon Web Services keys, and the DLL file here is the library for the Amazon Web Services SDK. We'll close this folder. We'll open up Microsoft Visual Studio 2010 Express for Windows Phone and create a new project. We've selected a Visual C Sharp Silverlight for Windows Phone project and the basic Windows Phone application template. I'm going to use the default name for the project, but you can use whatever name you wish. And we'll create our solution. Keep in mind that it's entirely possible to integrate the Amazon Web Services SDK into an existing Windows Phone application. The first thing we'll do, once our project is loaded, is look at the Solution Explorer. We'll need to import our Amazon Web Services SDK library into this project by adding a reference to it. This is accomplished by right-clicking on the project name and going to Add Reference. Once in the Add Reference dialog, we can go to the Browse tab and select the DLL from the bin directory in our Amazon Web Services SDK install directory. Click OK to add the DLL, and as you can see, it shows up as a reference to the project. Our next step is to add the app.config file, which we'll use to specify our Amazon Web Services account keys. This is accomplished in much the same way by right-clicking on the project name, but instead this time going to the Add and Existing Item selection. Continue by navigating to your Amazon Web Services SDK directory, into the bin folder, and selecting app.config, and click Add. As you can see, the app.config file has been added to the project. The next thing we need to do is edit this app.config file to include our Amazon Web Services keys. Open the file. Here you can see there are two lines of code containing the access key and the secret key. The value fields here will need to be replaced with your specific Amazon Web Services account keys. Once that's accomplished, we can close the app.config file and navigate to our mainpage.xaml.cs file. Here we can add a reference to our Amazon Web Services namespace. And it's as simple as that. Now you're ready to start implementing Amazon Web Services functionality into your existing or new Windows Phone project. The samples included with the SDK are an excellent resource, and demo webcasts are available which outline each of these samples.